This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Another Chicago City Council member has been convicted in federal court. Patrick Daley Thompson represented the city's Bridgeport neighborhood at City Hall. And yesterday, a jury in federal court convicted him of lying on his tax returns and lying to federal authorities. John Seidel covered the trial for the Chicago Sun-Times and joins us now to walk through how all this played out in court. John, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So let's start briefly by talking about who is Alderman Patrick Daley Thompson and why is this trial so significant to Chicago politics?
Yes, this was another convicted city council member, but this one gets particular attention, rightly or wrongly, because he is a member of probably the most significant political family in Chicago, the Daley family. Alderman Thompson's grandfather was the late mayor, Richard J. Daley, and his uncle was the former mayor, Richard M. Daley. He is somebody who's been seen as kind of the heir to that political empire. There's been chatter as he rose as an elected official that maybe one day he might run for mayor. It would seem that that is all over now.
So the jury found Daley Thompson guilty on 7 counts yesterday. Can you tell us a little bit about what the scene was like in the courtroom when that verdict came down?
Sure. This was a little bit unusual because of the COVID-19 protocols that they use at the federal courthouse. Mr. Thompson was in the trial courtroom with his lawyers, with the jury, with the prosecutors, with the judge, but members of the public, members of the press, and even members of his family were not allowed in that courtroom. We all watched the verdict together in what's called an overflow room. I tried to keep an eye on Alderman Thompson through the video screen, didn't see, a very clear reaction from him, but I can tell you that it was very emotional in the overflow room with his family. His daughter actually began, you could hear that she began to cry even before the verdict was read. And then as the guilty verdicts piled up, her sobs grew louder and she eventually had to run out of the room.
John, let's get into the nitty-gritty of the case. What was the federal prosecutor's case against Daley Thompson really about? And what were the factors for the jurors to convict?
The case revolved around $219,000 that Alderman Thompson got from a bank in Bridgeport known as Washington Federal Bank for Savings. That bank is now closed. It was shut down in December 2017. He received this $219,000 in three payments. There was an original $110,000 loan, followed by two other payments. And the indictment against him alleged two different types of charges. One is that he lied on his tax returns about paying interest on those loans. He did not, but he claimed deductions for it anyway. And later, after the bank failed, the FDIC went to try and collect that money from him. And so the second category of charges alleged that he lied to the FDIC and its representatives as it tried to collect that money and said that he only owed $110,000.
And John, what happens to Patrick Daley Thompson now? Where does he go from here?
Well, for starters, under state law, the conviction means that he has to leave his seat on the city council. And there's a whole political process that will play out for that. As far as him personally, he has sentencing set for July 6th. I would not be surprised if his attorneys ask for probation here. They pointed out repeatedly that the loss to the IRS in this case was about $15,000, which in terms of federal court is not a very large amount of money. I think probation is something that's possible here, but I don't think there's a guarantee of that or of prison time. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Before that, there's also an opportunity for his lawyers to attack the verdict, attack the trial in post-trial motions. It would be extraordinary if something like that were to be granted, if the verdict would be thrown out. I'd also be surprised if they didn't give it a shot.
John Seidel is the federal courts reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks for talking with us today.
Happy to do it.